It's Her Royal Loudness herself, Tamika Hall, and today we're going to be talking all about purpose and the three things that people never tell you about when you're pursuing it. Welcome to the Her Royal Loudness Empowerment Podcast with your girl, Tamika Hall. This is the podcast for women who grind with faith. Queen, you are royalty. And I'm your sister, your homegirl, you know, that best friend that you hear before she ever enters the room. Yes, I'm your purpose pusher. And I'm going to empower you to take control of your life, be stress-free, and baby, keep those edges tight. Bessie, together, we're going to slay the day. So listen, I'm really excited about launching Her Royal Loudness podcast. Now, everybody affectionately calls me Her Royal Loudness at the station at iWorship 96 FM radio. But, you know, I really appreciate it because there was a time when I was afraid to use my voice, right? I was afraid to use my voice and I was afraid to go after things that I wanted. And so when I began to come into my own and I began finding my voice, I have no problem being bold and loud about the things that I want, about the things that God has placed in my life, and about the places where I am going. Here's the thing. When you are pursuing your purpose, you're running after your passion, you're operating in your anointing and in your gift, there's going to be moments where you're going to need to be loud, proud, bold. You're going to have to stand up for yourself. You're going to have to advocate for yourself. And it's so important to be able to do that. So today we're going to be talking all about that. We're talking about pursuing purpose and the three things that nobody ever tells you about. Now, here's the thing. If you're sitting here and you're like, Mika, you know, best friend, because y'all know I'm that best friend that you hear before I ever come in the room. Best friend, you know, I'm trying to figure out what my purpose actually is. What is my calling? It's pretty simple in terms of being able to sift out those things. I have found that your purpose lies smack dab in the middle of your passion, right? It is the thing that you would do for free every single day, all day, just because you love doing it. You know, the Bible talks about, the Bible says that God will give us the desires of our heart. And I think oftentimes we look at that as though, well, God, I desire a new car, or God, I desire a new job, right? And that's not saying that God does not give us those things, but I also believe that God literally implants our desires and our passions and our purpose on the inside of us. Now, I also believe that there are building blocks to everything, right? So you'll find that as you're pursuing purpose and you're walking in your calling, that's when God's going to begin opening other doors for you. He'll open other lanes and you'll find that one thing leads to another. I'll tell you, in me pursuing my purpose, I remember years ago, I think I was in my early 20s, I would say maybe about 25. And I remember sitting in the middle of a conference and I had been asking God, Lord, what am I supposed to do? I was like, God, you've given me many things that I can do. You know, I was like, I can sing, I can act. I'm an author. I write, I do all of these things, but it's overwhelming because I don't know what to do with what you've given me. And I was sitting in the middle of a conference, and at the time, her name was, well, not at the time, but her name is Lakita Garth. I can't remember what her married name is at the time, but she came out on stage and she performed a little short skit. And when I was sitting there, the Holy Spirit said, that is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be making people laugh. You're supposed to be empowering people just like that. And it was probably about a month or so after that I was at a women's conference for my church and I was singing on praise and worship. And I'll tell you, Lady Annette Carswell out of Pennsylvania. Isn't this amazing? I mean, it's been almost 15 years, but I remember it like it's yesterday. And I was in the middle of singing a song and she stopped me in the middle of the song. And she was like, can you please sing something different? Well, I'm 25, you know, I'm 25 and I was younger than that. I was 23 because it was before I'd had my daughter. So it's been even longer than that. So I was 23. I'm standing there. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even want to be up there. You know, it's like I had kind of been appointed as praise and worship at the leader of praise and worship at that time, simply because I was the person that was willing to say yes. I didn't want to be up there. And I was just doing my job. So when she stopped me in front of the entire women's conference and was like, sing something different. You know that feeling where your heart falls into your hind parts, right? Like your stomach does all these flip-flops and you get all these butterflies and you find yourself choking on it. I mean, that's everything went through my body. I mean, my fingers started tingling. I started sweating. I don't like being called out. You know, I was definitely one of those people, I did not like being called out. And she began to minister to me. And what she did is she reiterated what God had just said to me, you know, just a month prior. And, you know, she said, you're so full of wit. She said, you're not rattled. Right. But on the inside, I'm like, yes, I am, girl. I'm rattled. You just embarrassed me in front of everybody. She said, oh, no, you're witty. She said, you're just so full of wit. And she began to pour into me. And she said, what you did, because I had produced a little short skit. She said, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be making people laugh. And she said to me, you're going to be interviewing people and people are going to say yes to you just because you asked them. Now, again, that was at 23. It wasn't until a little while ago that I realized, oh, my God. You know, it was brought back to my remembrance. Lord, you told me more than one time what I was going to be doing with my life. You told me that I was going to make people laugh. You told me that I was going to empower people. You told me I was going to be interviewing people, right? But again, that was spoken into my life years before it actually manifested. But everything that I've done up to this point has led me to my purpose, right? So if you're saying, I don't know what my purpose is, you'll find it. It's buried within your passion, right? So for me, I have a degree in theater. And but I had a degree in theater because I just wanted to be on Broadway. I wanted to be on Broadway. I wanted to be in front of the camera. But I had so many doors slam in my face that I started producing my own plays and I started writing my own things. And I realized I wanted to be a broadcaster. But at the time, I didn't have the money to go back to school. You know, I already had a degree, $100,000 in debt. You know, I had a baby at the time. You know, I had my oldest daughter, and I wanted to go into broadcasting, you know, because I'm a nerd to the 10th power, and I love reporting about news and I love everything that comes with it. And so I kind of put that dream on the back burner. I did try to go to Del State for a little while. It just wasn't working out. You know, they weren't accepting my credits from school and things like that. So it wasn't working out. It wasn't what I wanted it to be. And after I wrote my very first book about overcoming teen dating violence, I was asked to be on somebody's radio show. And they, I would tell you, it was a horrible experience. I'm telling you, if you go back to the year of probably 2008, 2007, something like that, you would be able to find it. I don't even remember the name, but it was a 3-hour radio show. And I was on the panel with several other people. I mean, I remember being excited that I was going to be on this show. I was going to be talking about domestic violence. And I think I said something maybe twice during the whole 3-hour interview. It was epic failure. I was angry. And at the time, I didn't know how to be loud and bold. Because there's a way of being bold. And when people call me Her Royal Loudness, it's not just because my voice is elevated. Because I know how to be quiet. There is power in being quiet. So your loudness can be heard even when you're silent. And back then, I didn't know how to boldly come to the table and begin to talk about my book and to talk about what I knew about dating violence. And I was virtually ignored. And so what that did was I saw the platform that they were on. It was Blog Talk Radio. And in 2009, I was like, I can do my own show. And so my show was called Tough Talk with Tamika. I've had so many little radio shows since then. And I started producing my own radio show and I started, you know, asking celebrities that I was seeing on TV. I remember I asked an expert, she'd been on the Oprah Channel, and I was asking all these different experts about dating violence and how to overcome those things. And I found that they in turn started asking me, how in the world are you doing this? I would never have the guts to do this. And at the time, I didn't think it was a big deal. For me, I was like, look, I can do a better job than what I had been given. And, but who knew that was going to launch a broadcasting career, right? And then in 2014, while I was on the air, K107 FM Jams, Von Roy G, he is the owner of that urban gospel station out of Canada. And he had been trying to reach me for like a year, but I didn't believe that it was true that he wanted me to be on his station, but he heard one of my shows and, you know, little old country girl, Tamika Hall, producing her radio show from her cell phone. You know what I mean? And he reached out to me over and over and over again. And he was saying, I want you to be on my radio station. And then from there, a year later, I said to him, hey, listen, I love what we're doing here, but I want to launch my own radio station. And he began mentoring me for that. So do you see that what is your passion? Your purpose lies right in your passion. So as you begin to pursue your passion and you pursue it God's way, he will continue to open doors for you. And you're going to find yourself saying, oh my God, Lord, this is my purpose. This is what I've been called to do. And so if you've been asking yourself, what's my purpose, God? What is my calling? Look at your passion. What's that thing that you would do for free? What's the thing that keeps you up at night, right? And the beautiful thing about God is that he allows us to monetize our gifts and our talents, you know? And so that's why it's a beautiful thing when we can give it back to him. So here are a couple of things that people don't tell you when it comes to pursuing purpose, because people oftentimes will just say, listen, you need to follow the call of God and you need to pursue your purpose. But nobody ever tells you about the fact that, number one, you're going to receive naysayers. And you know what? You know who they are. These are people who always have something negative to say. Some of them are going to be people that you love and you respect to the utmost. And I want you to be prepared for this. I want you to be prepared, not because I'm negative Nancy. I want you to be prepared for it so that it does not sideswipe you and send you spiraling into depression or send you in a completely opposite direction of where you're supposed to be going. I allowed that to derail me so many times. I connected with people who I thought were for me, and I was derailed so many times. So as you're pursuing your purpose, constantly ask God, Lord, who am I? Why did you give me this gift? And God, what do you have for me to do? Constantly ask yourself that, because it's important that you know who you are, why you're doing what you are doing, and you understand what God has said to you about your purpose. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to walk away from I Worship 96 Radio. Literally, I am not the one who everything that I touch turns into gold. It doesn't always happen like that, right? And in building I Worship 96 in those early years, there were times where I had to, you know, decide, am I going to pay for my internet bill today, or am I going to pay to keep the station running? And the station won out because I knew that there were people that were connected to it, and there was ministry connected to it all over the world. And so a lot of people don't know, I had to sit outside of McDonald's many times so that I could pull off of the free Wi-Fi. So would you be willing to pursue your purpose when you're in the midst of lack? Would you be willing to do that? And the beautiful thing is that every time I ever got to that place, God would send somebody to let me know how the station was blessing them. And then eventually I said, God, I'm tired of living in lack. I'm tired of having to sit outside of the hotel or McDonald's or, you know, wherever there it was, free Wi-Fi. I said, God, I'm tired of that. Lord, teach me how to be a good steward of my money. Lord, teach me how to bring an increase into the station so that it can start paying for itself, you know? And so I began praying a different prayer. And then I Worship 96 began to take place on a whole nother other level. So understand that you're going to get naysayers, and sometimes that naysayer is going to be you. But when it's at that moment, you're going to have to pull on knowing who you are, why you're doing what you're doing, and what God has said to you about your purpose. The second thing that people don't really talk about is the fact that there are going to be times that you want to quit. Like I said, you know, I wanted to quit so many times. I wanted to quit because I've had so many people in the industry laughing about my radio station. But baby, you can't laugh that we are in over 30 countries. And baby, you can't laugh that we have over 4 million listeners. And that is something that only God could do, right? That's something that God did. God put certain people in my life, and he has caused this thing to blow up. Now, I'm just talking about I Worship 96. I'm not even talking about other businesses that I have. I'm talking about I Worship 96 because that might be a reason why you're here. Maybe that's how you know me. But again, pursuing your purpose is hard work. It requires work. But darling, it is so worth it. And you're going to be so proud of yourself for sticking it out. You know, I look over the numbers oftentimes on when the station first started. And I look at it now. And I'm gonna tell you, the station initially, it just started with me. It started with me and some music. And I remember begging people to send me their music so that I could play it. And, you know, now we have, I think it's about 15 shows that go live every single week. Like, God is so real. I never realized, first of all, I'm gonna tell you, the weight of your purpose can be hard, because oftentimes there are people connected to your purpose. Not oftentimes, that is the case. We've been sent here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been sent here to make him famous. So yes, it's gonna be hard. Yes, there's gonna be a weight, because there are gonna be people that are connected to you. But again, remember that it is all worth it. And a lot of times people don't say to you that in pursuing your purpose, you have to stick close to God. Why don't people say this? Well, because I think people feel like it should be a given. You know, you're a Christian, so you believe in God. So of course you should stick close to him. But even though we know that, when we're in the hustle and bustle of life, you're a wifey, you're a mommy, you know, you're an entrepreneur. The reason why you need to stay close to him during your time of pursuit is that when you have naysayers and when you feel like quitting, you're going to need to lean on him. And the beautiful thing about God is that he never leaves. And even when our faith draws thin, he's so amazing. He's such an amazing daddy that he will send somebody. It's like, okay, if my mind is so loud, if my thoughts are so loud that I don't hear from him, God has sent people to me so many times. God has spoken to me in my dreams so many times to tell me to keep going and to keep pushing. And there have been times that God has sent people and he has said to me, you don't listen. He did. I was in the middle of an interview one time with the pastor, and she said, She turned around and spoke to me, and she said, God said, be patient with me. You're going to get where you want to be. Oh my God. Isn't he awesome? He's awesome. So I want to tell you to pursue your purpose. I want you to pursue it, strive for it, because baby, you've got this. You have got this. I'm excited about what you're doing, and I want you to follow me. Go to TamikaHall.com. Make sure that you lock into me every single week. iWorship96.com, and I'm going to be coming to you with a new episode of Her Royal Loudness every single week. Please let me know what you thought about this podcast. Let me know what you want me to talk about, if there's something you want me to talk about, and please just subscribe so that everybody knows that this has been a blessing to you. I love you. You were created to make God famous. Her Royal Loudness is out.